We have finally arrived after weeks of really interesting NXT shows. We have finally reached the pinnacle, which is Stand and Deliver, which starts in about an hour from the time that this video gets premiered. So hello, all you BC WrestlePod nerds out there. And this is your DDT NXT review team here to give their predictions for NXT Stand and Deliver 2024. If you have never seen a predictions video before, here's how it's going to work. Each of us has our picks. So we're going to go through the match card. We're going to discuss who we think is going to win. We're going to talk about how we got here a little bit. But yeah, so just sit back and enjoy. Before we do this, like I did with the WrestleMania predictions review, I always love to shout out, you know, things. So NXT Stand and Deliver's 2024's theme song is Year of the Vultures, which is a fantastic song. If you have not gone and listened to it yet, it is fantastic. It is great. Honestly, I thoroughly enjoy NXT's theme songs for their pay-per-views more than I do main rosters. Listen, I love The Weeknd, but Gasoline is not the right song for this year's WrestleMania. You had a whole bunch of catalog, but it is what it is. All right, so let's get through this because there are a total of 7 matches, 1 on the pre-show, 6 on the main card. So let's start with the pre-show. The pre-show match. Oh, also, I am going to be doing double picks. I am giving my picks, and then our other host, Minnie, is going to be joining us for the Stand and Deliver review this weekend. So let's just get started. On the pre-show, this literally was a match that was made at the go-home show because why not? We have Sean Spears versus Joe Gacy. Literally just thrown together. I'm still excited for this match, but that is how we got to this point. This is to me personally, I lose either way because somebody I like is not walking out of a Stand and Deliver the winner. But I'm going to go wild with this one. I'm going to pick Sean Spears to win this one. I like AC. I don't want him to lose, but I feel like Sean Spears kind of needs this one.
I guess.
Look,
No, I'm not like disagreeing with you at all.
I hate that I have to choose between these two because, like, I don't want either one of these men to lose.
No, because I want anything that Gacy does, I want him to win. And honestly, truly, even if he doesn't win, I'm still good with it because then it just makes him crazier. So we win either way, to be honest. So. But I think you're right. I think Spears is going to win this one. I really do. I think he needs to. I think it's one of those. He just needs to. So,
yeah, my pick is Spears for this too. I think the win serves Spears better, and Gacy is fine with a loss, especially with as crazy as these two might be. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a returning someone who just recently retired in a new form, or that this is building to something with Spears and what the whole point of him coming in with his new gimmick is. But yeah, I think Spears needs the win more than Gacy does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Minnie has also selected Sean Spears to win, so we all are in agreement with that one. We move on to the main card. I don't know what the order is going to be, but this is how I would book it. So NXT, if you're listening to me, you can let me be part-time booker. I'm just putting it out there. But kicking off the main card, what I would have first is the 6-woman tag. So we have the team of Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, Kalani Jordan versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame. You know, sometimes I try not to use like WWE go home logic, because if you stand tall on the go home show, I have been trained to tell me that you are going to lose at the pay-per-view, and I'm going to be following that logic for this one. I think in the story that we've telling, obviously JC and Thea have been friends. It turns out that JC has been using Thea this whole time and they are not really friends. Also, Kalani and Fallon have issues with Kiana and Izzy over the last couple of months, too. So now all of these two different stories are coming to a head. I have Team Thea winning this one. So I think Thea, Fallon, and Kalani are walking out of Stand and Deliver as the winners for this one.
I agree. I think they have to. And not only that, but God bless, you know, Thea needs this. I really do think, she needs a win because, you know, she has, for the most part, has basically lost every match that she has fought. And I mean, and then here we get now she's like part of a group that's like-minded and, you know, dare I say a faction. And I really think that they need to win this. So I'm putting my faith in Thea and them on this one.
Yeah, I agree. I think the faces are going to win because they haven't been the last few weeks against JC and her friends. Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense that they're going to come out victorious in this. And I agree too that this seems like a good push for Thea, as well as especially Fallon seems to be getting a big push out of this as well. And I know Kalani has just come back not too long ago as well. So I think this is just another way to push them. And it makes sense for the culmination of the story for the good guys to win.
Agreed. And Minnie has also selected Team Thea to walk out of the Stand and Deliver as the winner for this one as well. From here, the next match is for the NXT Tag Team Championship match. Honestly, this is one of the two matches I'm really looking forward to. This is our champions, the Wolf Dogs, which is Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin defending their titles against the winners of this Eliminator tournament, Nathan Frazier and Axiom. I think this is going to be a fantastic match. The story leading into this is that we've had a bunch of NXT, well, some NXT and then some main roster tag teams, but at least like legit tag teams, not thrown together tag teams, fight in this tournament, which culminated in a triple threat on the Go Home show where Nathan Frazier and Axiom earned their spot. I think this is going to be a fantastic match. I honestly think this is probably going to steal the show if it's given enough time with all four people involved. However, as much as I love Nathan and Axiom, but this is where I'm torn too, because there's rumored reports that we're ready to make Braun full-time on main roster now, but I'm going to still pick the Wolf Dogs to retain here in this one. I don't think that it is time for them to give up the titles quite yet. But I can also make the argument of why they would give it to Axiom and Nathan too. But I think we still have a little more juice in the Wolf Dog tank in NXT before we move them back to main. Yes, I said them, not just Braun. You need to take Baron with the Braun to SmackDown. Let's keep them together. But I got the Wolf Dogs retaining in this one.
I did too. I think so. Even as much as I would love Nathan and Axiom to have those titles, I think that if they're going to take those titles, it's not going to be at a pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be in a, you know, because I think this is Corbin and Braun. I think it's a spotlight for them. I mean, truly. So I couldn't even imagine whoever it would have been, even if it wasn't Nathan and Axiom, if it was someone else. I mean, I just can't imagine that they would have them lose the titles at this pay-per-view. I can't even imagine that. So that's why I'm totally with the Wolf Dogs on this one retaining.
Yeah, I agree. I pick Wolf Dogs too. I think they do have a little too much juice left still. I don't think they're going to lose on a stage like this. Like Will was saying, it is a big spotlight for them. I also don't think they're going to have it go in a way that's going to take any momentum away from Braun. I do agree that I would like to see them keep them together and bring Baron up. He's already been on the main roster before, and they're popular. You can keep them there even if if Braun is doing a singles run, Baron's going to be there to support him and do that kind of stuff. I also don't think this is the time that Axiom and Frazier are going to take those titles to become the champions. I do see them being future NXT tag team champions and tag team champions wherever they go as a tag team. But I don't quite feel like this is that moment yet. Mm-mm.
Well, this is the first match where we have a dissenting opinion because Minnie has chose Nathan Frazier and Axiom. And his reasoning is what I mentioned before, is that Bron Breakker has already started to have matches on SmackDown. So I think he thinks that this is the time to bring Baron and Bron up, which I can see that. But we shall see, because honestly, this match can really go either way if we really think about it. I would like to see the Wolf Dogs retained because I still think we have a little more to get out of them. But I honestly can argue why Nathan and Axiom could possibly win. But I think this is going to be a fantastic match nonetheless, which brings us into the match that we were the least excited about by the build and what we're getting. This is the NXT North American Championship match. This is a triple threat. Obafemi will be defending the title against both Josh Briggs and Dijak. Look, go check out the week's worth of NXT reviews to find out why we weren't happy with the build. But literally how we got here is that Obafemi decided that he wanted to fight both Josh and Dijak. Instead of facing them individually, he's going to take them both out in this triple threat. To nobody's surprise, I am picking Obafemi to retain, because there is no way, as much as I think it would be funny, there's no way I think NXT would allow Josh or Dijak to be the one to take the title off of Obafemi. I could see, because it is a triple threat, Obafemi doesn't necessarily need to get pinned, but I think that the story you have been giving to us, it only makes sense if Oba walks away the winner in this one, because otherwise you're going to make him crash and burn faster than Icarus flew too close to the sun. But I got Obafemi walking out of this one still North American champion.
Yep, I do too. There's no way. There's no way. It's like we've said it a million times. It's like, it's just, to me, it almost feels like a useless match. Like, it doesn't even need to really be there, because it seems like a no-brainer. Like, so Obafemi is going to retain. There's no way. I would be absolutely amazed. There's just no way. Just like with the Wolf Dogs, that's not going to happen.
I guess here, I'll go against the grid. I'm going to say Dijak. No, I'm just kidding. Obafemi's going to win.
Dijak, that's funny.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Dijak, because So out of spite, Minnie has picked Dijak to win, because Minnie has got PTSD. We both still have PTSD from Omos, and he sees that Obafemi is Omos 2.0. Oh, and
do not.
So Minnie has chosen Dijak to walk out of this one as North American champion.
How funny that he picked Dijak. I think I would have picked Josh over Dijak.
See, but here's the thing, though. We watch NXT on a consistent basis. Minnie, I love you, and he'll agree with me when I say this. He watches NXT some of the time. Because he's on the Raw and SmackDown team, those are the two shows he watches religiously, but that's
okay, fair enough.
But fair enough. Yeah, out of spite, he's picking Dijak.
I'm still stuck on the fact that he's comparing Obafemi. Oh my.
We both have PTSD from Mania last year. We don't talk about that.
I mean, that's like comparing like Brian Cage to like the great Khali. Like, I mean,
look, that is the pick he has. He has Dijak.
No, that's fine. I hope that this match will alleviate some of that PTSD for him when he gets to see how good Obafemi actually is in the ring.
I hope so too. I'm excited to get Crossway to watch all this as well. This is gonna be fantastic. So from here, we move on to our NXT Women's Championship match. This is the other match I'm really excited about. Lyra Valkyria defending her title against Roxanne Perez. I think this is going to be a phenomenal match. How we got here is we've been building this since last year's Stand and Deliver in terms of Roxanne's part. But really, the story has kind of originated from Vengeance Day, when the one-on-one match between Lyra and Roxanne became a triple threat when Lola King Feist came in and cashed in her breakout tournament contract to be a part of that match, in which, unfortunately, Lola got pinned and ate the pin. And Roxanne has kind of gone off the deep end a little bit. Try to take out Lyra's arm. Lyra fired back. Go home segment had them have a war of words, which ended Roxanne going through a mini IKEA table. I'm picking Roxanne. She has the most to lose if she does not walk out of the champion in this one. I love Lyra. I really do. But I think Roxanne needs to win this one for the story that we've been getting. So I'm picking Roxanne to become our new NXT Women's Champion.
I agree. I would pick Roxanne as well. And I think you're right. I think it's her time, if that's a thing. But I mean, Lyra has done very well as the champion. And I think that Roxanne would be a good successor. I mean, I know they're on opposite sides, but I think Roxanne would be really good, and I think she would defend it well. You know, it would be nice to have a heel in the championship.
Right.
You know, I mean, truly.
The last heel we had as champion was Tiffany. Right. Tiffany was our heel over the summer, and then Becky took that title, then Lyra has it. But yeah, I think we're due for a heel champion. And honestly, I think Roxanne would do a very good job carrying it all the way through the next two pay-per-views we have for NXT, which is Battleground and then Heatwave. So,
yeah, I agree. I think Roxanne is going to win. She needs to win. I, you know, kind of feel the same way about the next title match we're going to talk about. And I'll get into that then. But I feel like the way that they've built it up, And it's kind of like Spears and Gacy too. Like, Roxanne needs this win. It'd be a good win for Lyra, but her losing here doesn't really take away what she's already done. Mm-hmm. And this just sets up Roxanne for a more meaningful run than what Lyra is going to do if she wins this, because it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, now what? So, we'll see, but yeah, I think Roxanne comes out with this.
Nice. Well, Mini has also agreed with us. He has picked Roxanne to walk out as the new NXT Women's Champion. And as some, he was there with me when we watched that ladder match last year at Stand and Deliver. So this is a long overdue time for Roxanne. And here's hoping that we get a rematch whenever she's free from injury. I need to see Roxanne versus Mako Satomura part two. That match was baller. I need a rematch. It sucks that Mako's injured, but hopefully she'll be coming back soon. All right. In our semi-main event, the NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov defending the title against Tony D'Angelo. So, the story that we have been told, Tony won the number one contender spot at Roadblock when he beat Carmelo Hayes to get this chance. And we've had a very weird build to this match where Tony has been, he says he's been playing games, but really it has been kind of not the greatest build. I thought the go home angle was a lot of fun, as dumb as it was. I don't care what these two have to say about it. But I am going to go last for this one. So, Andrew, I'm going to go to you first. Who do you have walking out as NXT champion on this one?
Honestly, I think Ilya needs to win this one, because the promos and the way that they've set this up have made him look weaker and dumber every week. If he loses this, it takes away so much of the mystique, and knowing that there's all this talk about him being looked at in a certain light by the company, him losing just does him no favors and doesn't set him up for any success going forward. So I would like for him to win. I hope that he wins, and that's going to be my choice, though they don't always make the best decisions.
So I also picked Ilya for this, because, and the reason, this is my reasoning, one, everything that Andrew said, but two, I don't think Tony's new persona, I don't think he's earned it yet. I mean, he's literally he's become a solo performer, and he expects to walk away with a major championship title, like, just like that. I mean, that's a little surprising. That would be very surprising to me. That, I mean, he hasn't worked hard enough for it yet. I don't think he's earned it yet. I really don't. And that's nothing against Tony. I think Tony's great. But I'm just like, I just, because to me right now, what it would look like to me is if he won, he basically won it by bullying. And I'm just like, I mean, if that's what you're going for, okay. But I'm a little on the bullying aspect of things. And that's exactly what this whole thing has felt like. And I just don't think I don't think it's his time yet. I think eventually it will be. I think he needs to build himself more as a solo artist, you know, because we know he's great when he was in a tag team, but he's just now, he's like a baby solo artist. He just came out of a, you know, a long-term relationship, and now he's like trying to jump into a new one, and we all know rebounds never work. So I just don't think it's his time yet. So I think Ilya is going to retain. And again, that is no diss on Tony by any means. I don't think his new persona has earned it yet, so to speak, I guess. So anyway, that's me.
So I'm going to give you guys Minnie's pick first, because he has also expected Ilya to win. Now comes mine.
I feel like I know who you're going to say now.
I know. You buried the lead there.
I did bury. Well, here's the thing. So I originally was going to pick Tony to win this one. However, I've been thinking about this all day. And after watching, you know, and meditating on what I saw last night, and given with what the current schedule is for both main roster and NXT, there is reports that Ilya is getting ready to go up to main roster at some point. And I think he's going up to main roster within the next couple of months. Now, I had originally picked Tony to win, and this is how Ilya goes up to main roster. But then I thought about it. I'm going to pick Ilya to retain here, and to take it a step further, and WWE main roster and NXT, you could take this idea. I think Ilya holds on to this title until he has to defend it in a specific Toronto pay-per-view for NXT and Heatwave. And I'm making a bold claim here, and I'm going to eat crow when we go fast forward to the summer. But I think at Heatwave, in your main event, it's going to be Ilya versus Trick. And I think Trick wins that title at Heatwave. And then you call Ilya up to main roster at Heatwave. And you set up Gunther versus Ilya at Bash in Berlin in August. That's how I would do it. Like Crosswaith says, if they do it, if it makes sense, they're probably not going to do it. But I'm going to go back on what I originally picked, and I'm going to pick Ilya to retain in hopes that Trick should be the one to take that title off of Ilya. And I hope to see it happen at Heatwave in Toronto in July.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Please, NXT, if this is the one piece of advice that you listen, take this idea. I don't need credit, but let Ilya hold on to this thing until either Heatwave or Battleground, but let Trick be the one to take it off him regardless. I think Heatwave would be bigger because it's on an international scale in Canada, kind of. But I will take Battleground, too. But we shall see. So now we get into the main event to Stand and Deliver. The blood feud, the grudge match, the story we have been telling for the last year. Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. I got whoop that Trick. Trick Williams, he needs to win this one. If he does not walk out of Stand and Deliver as the winner, I'm going to be upset, and I'm picking Trick because this is the story we've been telling. But to take it a step further, I think we get a stipulation added the day of Stand and Deliver where loser leaves NXT, because we have to have a decisive winner, and there has to be some sort of stipulation to prevent Carmelo from getting a rematch against Trick down the line, because Carmelo's ready to head to main roster. He has accomplished everything possible in NXT, and he has had a fantastic run in 3 years. But now I think is the time for him to head to main roster. So I'm picking Trick Williams to win this match. He needs to win this match because I will take a break from NXT if he does not win. I will riot. We're all going to be watching this live. So I'm going to be throwing expletives at my computer screen on the television if Trick does not win. Boys, give me your reasons as to why you also picked Trick Williams.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically what you said. It's true. I mean, one, we've been building to this for a year, like, and building to it very well, I'll say. This hasn't been half-assed. This has been a really good build to this arc. And you put, and in all things character-wise, you can't put a character through hell and not reward them at the end. Makes no sense. I don't believe that. It's like, so you put Trick through all of this crap to not reward him at the end would make absolutely no sense. Carmelo has achieved, like you said, has achieved everything he has set out to do. He is here. He's ready to go to the next step.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Cause Carmelo has had two really good North American championship reigns. And he's also had one NXT championship reign too. He's ready to go on to main roster for like the Intercontinental or the United States championship and start going to main roster for that.
And I'm going to say this and I don't mean it the way it's going to come out, but I think Carmelo has outgrown NXT.
No, he has. He's ready.
He can accomplish nothing else here.
He's ready to graduate to main roster.
And I think that this is the perfect, and I agree, and I really kind of hope that the stipulation is that the loser has to leave, which would be great. It puts an end, a finality to this story, because you're right, we can't have a where Carmella can turn around and do it again. It's literally got to be one and done. This is it. We're solving this right now. There's no coming back. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is it. We do this, we're done. And you move on with your life, I'll move on with mine, and, you know, we'll go our separate ways, whatever. And so it has to be, Trick has to win this. And you're right. If he does not win this, I will be so extremely disappointed in whoever put this together. Because you can't put him through all that and not give him the one thing that would redeem his everything. You know, this the man who he trusted, who he put his, you know, his faith in, betrays him because of his own selfish reasons, not even for legitimate reasons. It's literally a selfish, it was a completely selfish move. And then not have him come out, you know, not necessarily on top, because I assume that the win, if and when he wins, it'll be a bittersweet win, because you could still tell, even though Trick was talking some shit, you can still tell that he cares for Carmelo more so than Carmelo probably cares for Trick, but. So I think it'll be a bittersweet win, but I think Trick will win this one. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is another case of those. The win for Trick will be much more important, and the loss for Carmelo, it's not as bad, especially considering one's playing the face, one's playing the heel. You know, it confirms kind of like that idea of this being Trick's time in NXT. Whether it's a stipulation or not, it also makes sense that if Carmelo loses, that he leaves and goes. Because realistically, if he leaves NXT, it might be like, oh, he's running away because he lost now. But he's running away to bigger battlegrounds, you know?
Yeah.
He's running away to the quote-unquote bigger shows, and so he's still going to face big challenges. So a win for Trick is just going to make the most sense. And I love the fact that this is the main event, because it should be that what these two are going to do is going to be crazy. So,
yeah. And then, of course, to no surprise, Minnie has also picked Trick to win this one. So all four of us are agreed upon that. And that brings us to the end of our predictions for Stand and Deliver. All right. We're not going to do outros and all that good stuff. I'm not going to do housekeeping, because we're literally, this video goes up an hour before Stand and Deliver starts. So we will see you live. So we're going to get on up out of here, because we're going, future us are going to be watching the
future us,
future us. Because this video is recorded way before Stand and Deliver, but future us are going to go ahead and we're going to watch Stand and Deliver, as well as Minnie and the Professor. So the five of us are going to be watching that together. But you could check out the NXT crew and Minnie Sunday the 7th for our review for Stand and Deliver. So we'll see you back there, where you can watch our full dissection of everything we witness at Stand and Deliver. So take care of yourself. And see you then.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vibe Tribe production. What's going to happen next time? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But until then, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, and as always, make sure that you keep the good times rolling. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.